This is CliffCentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law. Like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Today we're going to lighten up a little for the first segment, and our guest, we have a stunning guest today. She's a girl who makes heads turn when she walks into a room. Now, thousands live and millions worldwide will get to turn and see and hear this Durban girl sing, and she sings absolutely exquisitely. Her name is Hayley Haynes. Welcome to you, Hayley.
Thank you so much, Gary. Thanks for having me on your show. It's great to be here.
Yep. Hayley, of the 55 million South Africans living in this country, how did you feel when you heard that you'd been chosen by SA Rugby to sing God Save the Queen, which is the English national anthem, at Ellis Park, called Emirates Airline Park, this Saturday when England plays South Africa?
I was so excited. It's such an honor for me. And when I got that call, I was just blown away. It really is a dream come true for me. It's something I've wanted to do since I was a little girl, sing the anthem at a rugby game. So this is just an immense, immense honor.
What has been your break, if you had to choose one?
I'd say my break for singing the anthem came last year when I sang at an event in Durban for the Sharks. I sang at an event called Beauty and the Beast with Beast from the Springbok team.
Yeah.
So I sang some songs from the movie, which had also just come out then, and some SA Rugby publicity and marketing people were in the audience, and I think that's where my break came.
Mm-hmm. To an extent, I don't mean to be insulting, but you are an unknown.
I am.
What's the biggest audience you've ever sung before?
Probably about 2,000 people, not much more. I am aware that I'll be singing in front of 62,000 people on Saturday.
And millions worldwide.
And millions worldwide.
Yeah.
It's a huge platform, and I'm very excited.
I mean, you're a Durban girl?
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone wants to know, who is this Durban girl, this songbird? But before you tell us, let's take a listen. It's a bad clip. I've pulled it off YouTube. It's you singing before a tiny audience, I think, in Durbs. Let's take a listen to this one. It brings tears to my eyes. That's all I ask of you from Phantom of the Opera.
Yes, one of my favorite musicals.
Me too. I absolutely love that. Wow. Yeah, stunning, isn't it? I mean, who doesn't really love that one? And I guess if Sarah Brightman, I think she sang the original, if she heard that, I think it's as good as the best.
Oh,
and
even thank you,
better
Gary.
Than her. I really mean it sincerely.
That's really one of my idols, Sarah Brightman, Catherine Jenkins, and one of my dream roles, actually, to play Christine in Phantom of the Opera.
You've also played the lead. Is it the lead in The Sound of Music?
One of the leads. So I didn't play Maria. I played the Baroness Schrader, so the other woman. I played Captain Von Trapp's fiancée.
Yeah.
She doesn't sing in the movie, but in the theatre production, she has two songs. So that was a really, really great role. I just closed that show on Sunday last week.
Mm-hmm. And that played countrywide or just
in? And actually, we went on an international tour. I've been touring for 9 months. So since August last year, we started the rehearsals and we went on a tour to Asia. It was co-produced by Peter Tureen, David Ian, and the really useful group, which is Andrew Lloyd Webber's company. Mm-hmm. So it was on a massive scale, the production, and it was awesome to be a part of.
I've read that you've said, "I dreamed a dream." Okay, which comes from, where does that come from?
That comes from Les Mis, also another famous musical.
What is your dream?
I've got lots of dreams. My, you know, singing the anthem is one of my dreams. I'd love to be on the West End and Broadway. I'd love to meet Catherine Jenkins.
You're going to get there.
Thank you, Gary.
You are so going to get there.
I really, really want to. If anyone's listening out there in the UK, I'd love to come over there and sing and just sing with some of my idols: Catherine Jenkins, Josh Groban, Michael Bublé. To name but a few.
I have no doubt, if I ask you what you think of the British National Anthem, you're going to sing its praises. But one person who has his own view is Billy Connolly. Let's take a listen to what he had to say some years ago.
This country is in a terrible state, according to some people, and I know why. Now, they blamed it on lots of things, and all unemployment, and the value of the pound, and all sorts of other magic things. It's because the national anthem is boring. Ronald! Don't get me wrong. I'm not arguing with the lyrics. Well, I am. But not them all. I mean, I think the Queen should be saved. I think it's a great idea. And if anybody's going to save her, God's the very chap. It's an appalling song.
Listen, you're not going to say it's boring.
No, I think it's amazing. I love the British anthem. It's one of my favourites, other than Nkosi Sikelele. It's a passionate anthem. It moves me every time I hear it. I think it's stunning.
Yeah, it moves me too. Although I'm a proudly South African, I love hearing it.
I also do.
It stirs the emotion. If you feel that the anthem is a tad boring, maybe we could jazz it up and listen a little. Listen to this one. That's by Bill Haley. I think that the Queen would shudder if she had to hear that version.
I think the Brits wouldn't be impressed.
Not one bit. What about Saturday? You're going to be singing in front of 62,000 passionate rugby supporters. What are you wearing?
I am so excited about the dress that I'm wearing. A friend from Durban, Carol Clark, has designed me a dress for the event. Mm. It's inspired by the recent royal wedding. I'm not going to give away what colour it is or design, but I'm really, really, really excited to wear it. It looks beautiful and it's the perfect piece to sing God Save the Queen in.
Coaching-wise, they just let you loose. They say, you go ahead and sing
they
it.
They did let me loose. Yeah. They gave me a lot of free rein in terms of what to wear and how to sing it. Mm. I have sung it before with the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra last year at the Royal Show. It's tradition to sing the SA anthem and God Save the Queen. Mm. So I do know it, and this is a shortened version.
Do you know that last year in Nkosi Sikelela Africa, our national anthem was voted the world's best in a poll conducted amongst readers by The Economist, which is quite a respected magazine. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. I feel very proud.
Yeah. Do you know who's singing that one on Saturday?
Yes, it's actually going to be Zulani from Freshly Ground.
Oh, good. When I think of someone singing the national anthem, I kind of think of like Beyonce and big names like that in the US singing. Yeah. I mean, to an extent, you're an unknown and you've got this role of singing the British national anthem. Is it usually the host country that chooses someone?
Yes, it usually is the host country.
Isn't it amazing to get this opportunity?
It is amazing. It really feels it feels bizarre. But, you know, I really am a firm believer in if you put your dreams out there and you work hard, that they do come around back to you and they do have a way of coming true. So I've waited a long time for this, and I'm just...
Anyway, the main thing is you are a true Springbok rugby fan.
Yes, I am.
And I don't know who you'll be rooting for on Saturday.
The Springboks, of course.
Okay, cool. I think there are a few people you need to thank. One of them, your publicist, Bronwyn Hershovitz, who got you here and is trying to get you all over, and she will. Anyone else you want to thank?
Just Carol Clark for designing my dress. She's been amazing. And Redken Hair, they're sponsoring my hair on Saturday. And they have sponsored me for a couple of events before this. And just friends and family for their continued support.
Yeah, I predict big things for you in the future. Doors will open for you. Hopefully there's one soul out there listening that's going to say, she's my kind of girl.
Thank you.
You not only have this the most beautiful voice, you are exquisite to look at on top of it.
Thank you
so much.
So
I've got the honor of seeing you live in studio. What a pleasure. Thank you so much for gracing us today. One day, you're going to come back here and you're going to say, you know what I'm doing right now, Gary? I'm singing West End, I don't know, whatever. Yeah.
That would be amazing. I'll take you up on that. Cool. I'll visit again soon.
Thank you for joining Cliff Central. We always get the best people here. Is there anything you'd like to say before we say au revoir?
I'm looking forward to all of you watching me sing the anthem on Saturday, and I hope you love my version of it.
Cool. God save you too. All the best. God bless you.
Thank you, Gary.
This is CliffCentral.com.